We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire DFS show. I'm Adam Zdroik, joined by Ryan Belangi. We're here to discuss Friday's three-match World Cup slate at DraftKings. Unfortunately for Ryan, he did not get into the free contest that DraftKings put out on Wednesday, yesterday. It was a random, like, 1K entry, I think 1K to first place or something like that. So I'm in that contest. I can build a lineup. Currently, 12 p.m. Eastern, Ryan cannot build a lineup, but he can see prices from our cheat sheet. So, Ryan, what I told you is prices almost don't even matter on the slate. So what you're going to say, go ahead.
I can at least see the prices on the anytime goal scorer odds. You know, I can't really see defenders in that stuff or build a lineup, but that's fine. Yeah, I mean, the slate seems relatively straightforward for cash games without having seen pricing. Interested to know what you think.
I think it's very easy to put in a cash game, put in a cash lineup, because Senegal are just underpriced. It's unclear why they're underpriced. Like, the Ecuador guys against Netherlands are, a lot of those guys are more expensive than the Senegal guys against Qatar, which kind of makes this kind of easy to play, in my opinion. But I mean, we've seen a lot of, we're going to comment, stack America and win, be a Patriot. There we go. that's what a lot of people are going to do. So in the last slate, it was USA against Wales. So it made sense to get Pulisic into your team. But now England, underdog. How popular do you think the USA guys are actually going to be on this slate? Because from what we've seen so far, it's been really hard to project the ownership on a lot of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, you feel like people wouldn't play them, but maybe just because it's the U.S. I mean, Pulisic, right? He'll get ownership, and I don't know who else would after that. I mean, what do you think? I see Pulisic is 9K here. That's an interesting discussion to have for cash games. I mean, so who's taking sets between Gakpo and Depay?
That's kind of what I mentioned it in my article. It's the Gakpo took 7, Depay didn't take any, but I mean, I don't remember what exactly happened in the end of that match, because Depay played 28 minutes in the opener, didn't take a corner. Was Gakpo taking late corners over Depay?
Yeah, so I don't know. We started the podcast like right when that was happening. I remember Gakpo scored on the pod and to tilt me on the podcast, but I don't know. Yeah, Depay didn't take any. I'll have to see, look at some data.
Well, the problem with soccer stats is, like, we need a game log of when all the corners were taken. I don't think anyone supplies that, do they?
Probably, but you have to pay for it.
Right. That's pretty much going to be the main question, because
you're going to want one of those guys. What, Gakpo's 9,600, Depay's 9,900. I mean, one of those guys is probably a lock for cash games, right?
You're not playing both. You're not considering both.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. It's a pretty good matchup. So would you play both and not play Pulisic for 9K? Is it too bad of a matchup?
I wasn't considering it, but I just, you know, that just came into my head because, I mean, so you're not, so basically because you don't want to get screwed on what if Netherlands gets 10 corners, you're on Depay, sure he's on PKs, but he's not getting the set pieces, he's not getting the corners, Gakpo's taking them all.
Maybe both is a better idea. I mean, can you fit Depay, Gakpo, Sarr, Gay, Shaw, and Trippier?
No. No. That's
what I want to do.
Right. That's the problem right there. You're probably not going to be able to fit two 9K forwards in if you want Sarr. I think there's a way around it. This is Milo Sarr in terms of him. There's a way around it to where you go lower at midfield if you want those two 9K guys at forward. Because, I mean, I don't think really anyone stands out. Like Sarr is 7,200. Idrissa Gueye is at 4K. Mason Mount's at 5,200. He's in there. I mean, he's not in set pieces, but we could see, a situation where Cifuentes starts for Ecuador and he's 4K as well.
Is that too much for Sarr for cash games?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you plan on doing the two Netherlands guys.
He doesn't take set pieces.
You can't really get Ismaila Sarr, but I think.
Yeah. Okay.
I think. If we just go in with the assumption that Depay, let's just say these guys split set pieces, we're going to plug in Depay. Does that seem like the move? To just assume that they're splitting set pieces, Depay's on PKs, is he in cash games? If you had to decide between the two, is that what you'd be going with?
I don't know. Like, I'd want to be sure that he's taking set pieces. I have to check. Know? I mean, I'm sure there's been some games, maybe not recently though, but where they start together.
In those situations, I believe that, I mean, they've split and Depay's had the majority, I think, but I mean, Gakpo's a young guy.
I'd like to try to play both. I wonder if
just the corners that he was taking in that first match that maybe the Netherlands manager liked what he saw from it. So he's like, yeah, Gakpo, continue taking corners. Depay, don't take any. I mean, we don't know, I guess, is what it comes down to.
Maybe we can play both. I mean, are they both a better play than Pulisic?
Probably. Right? I mean, I'm not considering Pulisic.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. So what if we play both with – how much is Idrissa Gueye?
He's 4K.
Okay, with him. And how much is Shaw and Trippier?
Trippier's 77. Shaw is 58.
Mm.
It's difficult. I think you can only have one of those guys.
Okay. Who's a priority after these guys?
If you want Ismaila Sarr,
I don't know. Maybe you don't go Sarr. Yeah. I don't know. That's a good matchup.
It's almost like you have to decide if you want both of the Netherlands guys or if you want Ismaila Sarr, like to spend up at your midfield. Or I guess maybe that would be fading Trippier and then going Shaw and then someone else. So, I mean, that's pretty much the main question in cash games. If you want to go both Netherlands guys or if you just want to risk it and go one and then that kind of makes your lineup look a little better everywhere else. Otherwise, for cash games at forward, there isn't really anything. Though I will say,
how much is the Qatar set piece taker?
I kind of take this back here, but Afif is 7,100. Our guy Diata is 5,100. That's who I plugged into my initial lineup. So Crepin Diata, 5,100, favorite against Qatar. That's actually who I plugged in instead of both Netherlands forwards there because.
Yeah, that could work. It's just, you know. You don't want to get beat by one of the Netherlands forwards. I don't know. Hopefully we can figure out which one to play. If you're not going to play both, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, you say you'd like to play Depay, but. Yes,
he is the penalty taker, though. I think that's guaranteed, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, you would like to play Depay. You just, I don't know. For some reason, I worry about his minutes more than Gakpo's.
Yeah, he is coming.
I don't know, though. I'm just guessing. You know, he hasn't really been in the side. He's been injured, not playing for Barcelona, didn't start last game. Gakpo just seems safe, but I don't want to fade Netherlands penalties. I mean, so you just have to play Depay. I'm not going to fade Depay if he starts. I mean,
yeah, it almost seems like to get Depay and Gakpo, you may have to fade Trippier.
What if you go Depay, Gakpo, Gay, Shaw, Trippier, and one of the cheap goalies? Then how much do you have left?
Then you're going cheap goalie, yeah.
But just to see, like.
Yeah, we can go Matt Turner here. We got about 8,900 for two spots.
That might be doable.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Frankie De Jong is in here as well, 4,800. Along there, it's just in this range. I guess you could technically still go with Diada, because he's 5,100 forward midfield. So you got some 5K guys, Mason Mount in there as well. So you have,
interesting, yeah,
options in this 5K range. And then if you do that, you're kind of left with sub 4K. And at that point, no one really stands out sub 4K. So
how much, yeah, maybe a third defender. I don't know, though.
Yeah.
Maybe would have to be a Senegal. How much are the Senegal fullbacks?
I truthfully didn't really look at those guys, but yeah, the Senegal fullback, Sabali, is 4,800. Abdou Diallo is 3,600, so he's in there, but I'm not sure. I guess he trained fully Wednesday, so that's a positive. So I guess, okay. I mean, Diallo is right there. Is Diallo someone you'd consider in cash?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I mean, they're a favorite.
I'm just looking through his Leipzig game logs here.
Yeah, I mean, isn't he a center back? Or is that that might be a different Diallo?
His last three starts, left back, defensive midfielder, center back. And then pretty much center back before that.
Yeah.
Kind of feels like a trap.
I mean, you know, it's weird because I'm just looking at every player on this slate and you don't want to roster any of them for cash games. So, I mean, you could break it down that way. Like, just take this England-USA game. You have Shaw and Trippier. You don't want to roster any other England player for cash, right? I mean, the only one for USA is Pulley, maybe the keeper. You don't want to roster Pulisic, so that game's like done. You don't want to roster any of Ecuador. That's done. You don't want to roster any of Qatar. Okay. So now you're left with just Netherlands and Senegal. I mean, you're going to have to do something weird.
Yeah, I think it's almost like a 2v2, a 3v3, and it involves a second Netherlands forward, probably Ismail Assar, and then like your goalkeeper. And then someone between like this 4K or however much money you're going to have left range.
Yeah.
I mean, we're kind of jumping around all over, but this is kind of, I think this is just kind of the cash slate it is, because we have these forwards that we want. We have the Netherlands guys. We have, if you want to spend down, Senegal guys. And then we have the cheap Senegal midfielders as well. And then we have the England fullbacks. It's pretty like set in stone, all the guys, all the areas we want to attack. It's just how we want to put it together, basically. But for one of my utility spots, I actually landed on, actually in this 5K range, like what would you feel like for a daily blend here, 5K in cash games at utility?
Or he's even, only 5K?
Yeah, even as a defender, I guess.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that if he's only 5K. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So what if you use all three of those defenders, Blin, Shaw, Trippier, cheap goalie, both Netherlands forwards, and Idrissa Gueye. What does that leave you?
Did you say Sar?
No.
All right, so we're off of Sar.
Let's do Diata. I don't want to be off of Sar, but I just want to see.
Diata and Gueye in the midfield. Yeah, that lineup right there, you're left with 2,900 for goalkeeper. With Diata and Gueye in the midfield.
Yeah, and with Blind.
Yeah, in utility.
So you need to find yourself another 1,000 somewhere to get up to a cheap keeper.
Yeah. Yeah, but so for forward,
maybe guess, one of these. Sorry, maybe one of these Qatar midfielders. I don't know. Are there any?
We could talk about that. So, do you want these Qatar guys? So, Hatem here, I believe he split set pieces for Qatar.
How much is he?
He's 3,500. I don't know. He probably took two corners in the first match. Let me pull this up. He did take a corner in the first match.
Well,
they probably had one.
They didn't have many, right?
They had one corner and Afif took it. Yeah.
Man, Hatem might be a stone cold lock right there. 3,500.
I don't know.
If you're going to, I'm kidding, obviously, but just only a little. I mean, if you're going to play, I was just saying, if you're going to play Depay and Gakpo, which I kind of want to, the more I'm thinking about it, you know, we keep seeing all these slates where it's like almost rather than try to do like the safe normal cash thing, it's almost better to just target the best spots and get the best plays from those spots. I mean, look at all these games. Look at the games going on right now. I mean, the Portugal first half was like the worst game I've ever seen. Just exhilarating stuff, these games. It's just 0-0 every game. I mean, KDB had 3 floor points at half yesterday. Bruno had like 3 floor points at half today. Son had like 2 floor points at half today. No one in the Uruguay game. Valverde had a decent game. He scored like 10 point something. But I mean, I don't know. Like
Otavio, who had the best floor in the first half, just subbed out injured. So,
yeah. And I mean, his best floor came with like a fortunate shot on goal right at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what the decision will be. Do you want both Netherlands guys or do you want to just kind of bank on one of them? Or maybe we won't even have this question. What if you bank on both Netherlands guys and Depay doesn't start?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that could happen.
And then you don't have Senegal anymore.
You'd have to, like, Pulisic, or even if you're not playing both Trippier and Luke Shaw, I guess maybe move up at defender, move up at goalkeeper.
Yeah, could maybe. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Either Pulisic, which isn't the worst option on this slate if you had to, or pay up for goalie. We'll try to find out if Depay's going to start. I mean, more than half the time we've been able to find out if these guys are going to start or not. Although people were wrong about Nuno Mendes today, reporting that he was set to start.
Yeah, he trained, I think, yesterday, and then so we kept him in the starting 11.
Yeah, I mean, there was a quote quote from the manager or something that he was going to start. Must not have been or something. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think Sar's fine if you want to play him, though. I mean, it's just weird. Like, you wouldn't really target a guy like that doesn't take set pieces, but I get the matchup is so good and he's shown that he has a floor. Just sets don't even really matter, so Sar seems like a pretty good play.
Would you prefer Sar or Trippier if you had to like choose, if you're going those two Netherlands guys?
That's actually a good question.
It is very difficult.
You would think the easy answer would be Trippier, but I find myself wanting to say Sar. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, what's going to happen in that England-USA match? I mean, my thoughts are that it's not just going to be England dominating and creating a ton of chances. They don't really do that. And the U.S. is pretty decent at keeping possession and pretty decent defensively when they're on their game. And, I mean, yeah, England just put up a bunch of goals against Iran, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't see, like, a ton of floor points. I mean, there hasn't been a ton of floor points in many of these spots, except, you know, Spain, obviously. Germany. Germany is probably the most floor points we've seen so far. But yeah, these other spots, I don't know. The games are a bit boring and not a lot happening. I don't know. You could see that England-USA game being cagey. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I guess we can go through what we think about these matches here. So we can look at the odds. We actually haven't mentioned that yet. But England, 61%. Senegal, 58%. Netherlands, 55% chance to win. All of them above 38% chance for a clean sheet. Implied goal totals all above 1.64, with England being the highest. But I think there's two situations, really, for what's going to happen in this England-USA match. I don't think England are just going to come out full-on attack or anything. They don't need it. They already have the +4 goal differential. I think they're going to play things a little safer, because why, like, risk allowing a goal off a counter to Pulisic or whoever for the USA when, you know, play things a little safer, at least in the first half. Whereas the USA, I think the decision comes down to what Greg Berhalter wants to do. I think he's going to prefer to sit back a little more in the first half, because also they don't want to go down a goal. I think they actually should come out attacking and go for that early goal, the USA, but I don't think that's going to happen. So I think, like, nothing's going to happen in the first half is kind of what I'm getting to, just because neither one of these teams, well, England, they're fine. They're probably fine with the draw, really, when it comes down to it. And I don't think USA, I think if USA are going to attack, I think it's going to come more in the second half, and I'm not sure how many floor points that's actually going to lead to.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. And now I'm looking at these totals on the cheat sheet.
I'm kind of surprised. Like,
Netherlands 1.67?
Like, are Netherlands below England? That just doesn't make any sense to me. Are they overblowing England's 6 goals against Iran? Is that what's going on?
No, I mean, I was thinking the other side. I wasn't even thinking about England. Like, what is Ecuador that good, or does Netherlands just suck? I mean, 1.67, like, I don't want to play Depay and Gakpo.
It's
going to be like that.
Ronaldo got a PK.
Come on, man. I mean, just every time.
This is the dumbest thing.
I mean, it better have been a legitimate penalty.
Man. Something stupid always happens when we're doing this show during a game.
I mean, come on. Everything was going so well. I mean, what a terrible spot to play Ronaldo. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but when he's going to be so popular, they created, like, no chances. But, I mean, you're playing him for the pen. I mean,
yeah.
God, I'm going to have to say it every podcast. I mean, just play the penalty takers. It doesn't matter. But
all right, well, getting back to this slate.
What a great spot to fade Ronaldo, and of course we get punished.
So stupid. Oh, man.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah, okay, anyway.
Yeah, I think so. The thing was is with Ecuador, like we kind of saw it in the Qatar match. They're super defensive, and that's kind of why the odds are like this. You look at their game logs. I don't know what the stat was, but there is like 2 goals in their 5 matches or something before the World Cup, something crazy like that, where no one's scoring. They're not scoring. And that's kind of where these odds are coming from. Like, they went up 2 goals against Qatar in the first half and really did nothing. Like, nothing else happened in the end of that match. Neither team did anything. So that's where these odds are coming from. But that's also kind of why I like Netherlands, because, Enner Valencia had some really easy goals. Is he going to get those easy goals? Probably not. I'm not sure what their plan's going to be. Probably go off the counter, but.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to like Netherlands too, but I don't think they're very good, but they should be able to beat Ecuador. Man, I got 2 messages, both at the same time, saying not even a foul for the penalty. Might be people just,
yeah,
people just tilting as well, but, I don't know. 2 at the same time, not even a foul. Anyway, the total on that, I don't know. I'm surprised by the Netherlands total, but maybe I shouldn't be. All these games, just nothing happens.
As for the Senegal match, I mean, I think Senegal are better than Ecuador, and Ecuador had an easy time really getting those early opportunities against Qatar. Do you think some of the Qatar struggles early in that game just looking terrible where – 1, they had their backup goalkeeper in, and 2, maybe a little nerves. You think Qatar actually can put up a fight against Senegal?
I mean, if I wouldn't have seen that first Qatar match, I would have thought so.
Right. That's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I think now. Could also see that match actually just being really bad too. I mean, just neither team even good enough to create chances, you know? I don't know, man. I really don't know. I mean, these teams, I don't know. I don't know.
All right. So I think we got a pretty safe what we're looking at actually in cash games here. So
yeah. A Netherlands forward. Are we really playing 3 Senegal guys?
They're playing Qatar. Like what?
Yeah. Okay. So what? Netherlands forward, Crepin Diata, Sarr, Gay, Shaw, Trippier, Blind. How much does that leave you for a keeper?
Who did I have in? If you want the Netherlands keeper, you can plug him in.
But how much salary is left?
You're just giving everyone my initial lineup. You got 100 left though.
With that's a good lineup right there.
Yeah, that's what I was on.
Good lineup right there.
That's what I was on until I came up with the Depay Gakpo build there. But
I don't know. I'll have to think about. Like, is Pulisic going to be really popular in cash?
If he is, then fine. I feel like.
I don't think he's quite as bad a play as you do.
Okay.
There's just nothing else.
You were full on Sun today, so.
Well, the it depends what happened. I mean, he's doing better than everyone else people played. Other people played Darwin Nunez. Who was the other second forward? How's Bernardo doing?
Second forward was Ronaldo.
I mean, he was. Oh man, Son was doing better than Ronaldo. Anyways,
Everyone was on the Kim fullbacks, except for you.
Yeah, we played the fullbacks. Oh, I just played one of them. People played both.
Guess who played Ronaldo and Cash? I'm just looking right now.
Don't say Jordan.
Jordan. Jordan's sitting near the top of the leaderboard right now. He's got Cancelo. He's got this Baba guy for Ghana and Kudus.
You know, there's a lot of luck in this stuff. I mean, if you watch this match, I mean, good for Jordan or whoever, but and Cancelo, 17,600 for those two. I mean, nothing happened in that first half. I don't think you'd want to spend that salary again. I mean, maybe he would say you play Ronaldo for the block. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. You could have played Ronaldo. I mean, Sun like wasn't a great play, I guess.
I honestly think because of the matchup, like why is Pulisic so much better than Diata?
I mean, Pulisic takes all the sets. There's going to be a scenario where that happens in this game quite often, where if England go up 1-0, which they could at some point, then the U.S. will be the U.S. will be creating chances. And yeah, definitely. I mean, England, I don't see them like being able to just kill the game and hold the ball. And like,
you don't think they can do that?
Yeah, but they're going to give up 4 points to Pulisic. I just mean in certain scenarios.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think he's a great play.
Yeah. Before a little tournament talk, just in terms of goalkeepers, Pickford's 5,600, Mendy's 5,400, Knoppert is 5,200, and then Ecuador 4,300, Turner is 4,100, and Qatar is 3,900. What are your thoughts just in terms of, like, you can fit Knoppert in pretty well. I honestly like him more than Mendy, just based off how Mendy has actually looked playing recently. But Mendy has the best odds for a clean sheet and pretty close to England in terms of a win. So would you try and find the money to get up to Pickford because he's actually only 5,600, or are you just fine using any of those top three keepers?
I'm fine with any of them. Yeah, any of them that doesn't interfere with my lineup.
Any preference on the cheap guys then?
Probably Turner. He'd be my first thought.
Yeah, Turner 4,100.
I mean, they're all okay, but
yeah. Who started? El Shib? Is he the guy that started in the first one? Yeah, El Shib.
Andre Ayew goal.
Oh. Oh wait, Andre. Okay, I'm just getting.
That's annoying.
I'm just getting Jordan mixed up. Jordan Ayew.
That's even more annoying, actually. Good for some people, I'm sure.
That's annoying for my Costa captain, but okay.
I wonder if Jordan swapped to that in cash. I mean, why are you playing a Ghana fullback, 7,200 Cancelo?
Must have. Someone, because he maybe had Jordan Ayew in there and maybe had to switch some things up.
Or maybe he didn't. Maybe he missed the defenders that did well in the first game. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, he must have. Like, he plugged in Baba, who wasn't expected to start. He's a $3,300 fullback.
So. Or maybe people, I don't know, Ronaldo was popular, right? Maybe everyone that faded Kimmich yesterday played Ronaldo. Well, remember Ronaldo, the think tank that decided to fade Kimmich?
Ronaldo's just under Bernardo Silva in terms of percentage. Bernardo Silva is just over 20%. Ronaldo's just under 20%.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. So people barely even played Ronaldo.
Yeah. Yeah. We all thought.
I mean, like it should be. That's surprising.
Yeah. We all
have to have Jordan explain it.
Yeah. Jordan will be on tomorrow, actually. So there you go. You can ask him about that. All right. So for tournaments, what, I mean, we kind of just got done talking about all these matches could be kind of ugly. So what is the move in tournaments? My personal move, I'm probably going to fade a lot of the England USA guys because they're probably going to be the popular ones. You know, England, USA, Harry Kane, Pulisic, all those guys. Saka had a good game. Sterling had a good game. I mean, we'll still see who actually starts for USA, but how much are you looking at that match in terms of tournaments?
I think I'm going to keep it very simple, just very simple slate. I'm going to play Netherlands and Senegal attackers, fade everything else, play some England defenders. Just going to target the best spots and fade the ones that I don't like. I mean, try not to overthink this one.
Is that too
I agree
obvious?
With you. No, I mean, I don't really care anymore. Sometimes I get too worried about whether it's too obvious. People are just, ownership always surprises me, and a lot of people are just not good. I mean, not everybody thinks the same way.
It's pretty evident that just in the World Cup that there's a third of the lobby or something that is, they don't really know what they're doing.
Right, and they probably don't
kind of like
play,
here, this guy can score, this guy can score. They're not really correlating. They're not really, I don't know, they're just guessing. I don't know. So yeah, I guess even though it seems pretty obvious that Senegal and Netherlands are the way to go, like you said, maybe it just doesn't matter because a lot of people aren't going to be in that same mindset.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll take a couple chances too. Maybe try to get a cheap Qatar goal or something.
I mean, just going off previous slates, we thought guys were like musts in cash games, and Valverde today, sub 50% in cash, at least in the main single
entry.
Yeah. So it's like
yeah, people are doing weird things.
We can't guess what other people are going to do because
no. And there's also, there's like blocks of people that are like certain tout sites and discords and chats, like have blocks of followers that get on the same things or off the same things or, you know, listen to the same info. I mean, that Valverde one's a weird one though. And this slate, especially at that price, I mean, that game was pretty nasty and not a lot happened. And he had a floor game pretty much with a floor game. Yeah. And then he hit the post at the end. Not saying he was like a great play, but look what else happened on the slate. Look at Son, look at Bruno, look at Bernardo, look at whoever else. I mean, and it's not like you could just stack all of Brazil. They were so expensive. I mean, only a couple Brazil guys were really cash viable. So I don't see how you fade Valverde. I mean, it's too bad that shot hit the post at the end. It should have just buried people. Anyways.
All right. So for tournaments here. So we mentioned Sarr and Idrissa Gueye. Gueye probably not a tournament play. Like I think we're looking at Sarr is going to be popular. Diata will be up there, but maybe not as much. Boulay Dia is someone I'd consider. He is the central forward. Maybe only 60, 70 minutes, but if Senegal, I mean,
that's okay. I'll take Dia.
Valencia, right? He could be the end of Valencia of this slate. We just saw Qatar get smashed by Ener Valencia. Right? Why can't Boulay Dia do that? So
right, and even like 5,900, he can score a goal for me and get subbed off at halftime with 16 points. I'll take that.
Exactly. So those are probably the guys. You're not going to keep Gueye in for your tournament lineups, are you?
I don't think so. I mean, it's funny that he's there at center attacking mid. You know, if they start that lineup, though, like...
He had two shots.
Look at two shots. Like, again, and in a better matchup now, he is farther forward. It's like, it's not the Idrissa Gueye you know, from Everton or PSG, really. I mean, Idrissa he's never played Gueye, that far forward.
741 minutes with Everton in the Premier League. Zero shots.
Yep. Two last game, though, against Netherlands.
Two last game against Netherlands. Against Netherlands as an underdog.
Well, I mean, that just shows you can probably play him against Qatar.
Mm-hmm. So for the Netherlands route, I mean, maybe throw in a center back if you want, but we got, so we mentioned Blind, Dumfries, let me double check his price, is 6,100. So Dumfries has went down 1,100 between matches.
Man, what a weird slate this is. 6,100 is Dumfries?
Dumfries, yeah, 6,100. And then Bergheis, De Jong, Bergwijn. So is the thought is Gakpo is going to be popular, Depay is going to be popular. Who would your pivot be for Netherlands if you're looking to go with them?
Yeah, I like Dumfries at that price. I don't think he'd be very popular. That's why. He doesn't have much of a floor. But we know he can score goals.
Yeah,
he's going to be getting forward.
4.5 points in the opener, including three fouls committed. So,
by the way, João Felix goal, Rafael Leão goal, both assisted by Bruno. So, man, Bruno's I'm not just, doing so bad anymore.
I'm just getting eaten by goalie here. Gosh.
Oh, did you play the Ghana keeper?
Can't do this.
Yeah, man. World Cup. I mean, I made a ton of mistakes so
Make
far.
Make some
you know,
saves, I, man. Make some saves.
Yeah, you would have thought so, but Portugal just couldn't even get shots off for the most part.
This is dumb. All right. So Dumfries is 6,100. This is an easier matchup, I think, and he's 1,100 cheaper than that first matchup. So definitely in the GPP conversation. Not sure about Bergheis. De Jong, you use him because he's cheap. Where is Bergheis? Bergheis is 7,500. Bergwijn is 7,300. So I think you have your answer right there.
Bergwijn, that's a good tournament play.
Why not just plug in Bergwijn? 79 mm-hmm. minutes last match. He didn't do anything, so I don't think he's going to be that popular. So that's a good look. So that's Senegal and Netherlands. Just speaking of these other teams, I think no one's going to look at Qatar. You can look at Ali and Afif for Qatar. Afif, we know, set pieces. Ali, PKs, I believe, for Qatar. And we've already seen Mendy make mistakes in this tournament, in addition to making mistakes for Chelsea. So you could look, if you want some Qatar pieces, you can look at those guys as well. Ecuador pieces. Are you considering any of these Ecuador guys? Are you considering Valencia, Estrada, Plata, or Mena, whoever starts?
How much are they?
That's a good question. So Ecuador, they're a little expensive. It is kind of why I don't like them that much. But Mena, Angel Mena's 8,100, Valencia 7,600, Plata 6,800, Estupiñan. I guess he needs a shout as well. 6,300. Buddy's midfield only. He will take some
move to midfield only.
Yeah. Moises Caicedo is forward only, and he's 5,500.
Wow, they turned Moises Caicedo into Thiago.
No, he's only forward. He's not even midfield.
Only forward. Okay. I don't want to pay those prices.
We didn't really go through defenders. Angel Preciado is 4,300 for Ecuador. He had an assist in that first game. He is defender there. So that's a look as well.
That's not bad. Those Ecuador guys are all overpriced. I mean, I'll just say enter Valencia for the pen. I mean, that's fine.
Right.
Man, this slate's pretty disgusting. It's one of the
it's kind of easy to an extent in cash games where you have
it's kind
two
of
options.
Easy.
You have
yeah.
two options in cash games, but tournaments. It could go along, it could go many ways. Needless to say, but do we have any other thoughts here?
I could see myself like playing a one-off England guy in tournaments.
If you want,
I don't
quickly,
like that game. But
if you want to quickly put together a lineup, they just released contests, and it looks like it's still only 20K to first, unfortunately.
Despite, that's okay. That's good enough.
I just thought it was going to be bigger. The showdown is 50K to first.
Like
all these contests are, you know, a lot of these are filling up and you got the open Friday. I just thought there'd be some bigger ones, but they're clearly seeing something to where, I don't know. They're getting filled though, so why not make them bigger? It doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll let Ryan mess around for a minute here, see if he has any other thoughts. But I think we kind of went over everything, and when we look at the odds here, I think we're both kind of on the same page at the implied
the total. Lineup, yeah. The lineup that you already said, I would play that lineup.
Yeah.
I think I would play that lineup.
Seems like the obvious choice.
Except not really because it doesn't have Gakpo and Pulisic. So I'm saying maybe obvious to us, but those are cash plays. At least Pulisic, like people, there's going to be different lineups. And I mean, you know, we're playing Sar, and I don't know how people will feel about Blind. I don't know. I kind of like this lineup, though.
Man, we almost had an Ati Ziggy save, but it was offsides. Come on. Yeah, the decision is we already gave you the cash lineup, and your decision is if you want to play both Depay and Gakpo. We'll leave that to you to decide what you want to do. This is cash game, but I mean, you could technically play this lineup in tournaments.
I got one guy I'm going to play in tournaments. Sorry, from that last England USA game.
Jude Bellingham. I know it.
Bingo. There you go. Yep. I just found it.
Let's click into Jude Bellingham's gain log here. So just look what he does here. I mean, he's making the score sheet in, I don't know, I'm just going to guess based off this, it's like in 10 of his last 15 matches.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't like really have a floor in like a matchup like this.
No.
But
he really didn't in that
you're
first
not playing
game.
Him
had,
for that.
Yeah, he had one
you're
shot
not playing,
in that first game.
Yeah, you're not playing him for that. He's so good. How can you not be impressed by him?
Yeah.
Right, you just yeah.
I think that's it. You got anything else?
Not really. Not really, man. Just a sort of an annoying day. This slate, I mean, it's hard to get excited about this one, but we got that England USA game. So I don't mean to be too down. You know, we got soccer every day. It's been great actually watching all these matches all day. And then England USA, maybe we can pull off an upset. There's a big showdown. Maybe everyone won't be on this path that we are. That England USA game is going to get some ownership, man. I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah. Jordan didn't play Bruno. I'm just looking at it.
People didn't want to play Bruno. I mean, now they're getting punished.
I guess we got lucky with the two assists. Maybe it wasn't luck, though. Maybe it wasn't luck.
Just as lucky as a PK.
I guess happy Thanksgiving. I got to say that. Lions game just started, so there you go. I'm in Michigan. But rotowire.com/soccer trial. I have to make an update to this. It is not a 10-day trial. I got yelled at. It's a 48-hour trial now. Someone didn't give me the memo. 48-hour trial. If you signed up before this show, I don't know, message me and I'll try to get it 10-day for you.
Much demand now. I mean, 10-day trial is like stealing. So, you know, you had to with slates every day.
Yeah. I got yelled at. I was putting that out there to the world, and then we got some World Cup signups and people were asking for the 10-day trial, but unfortunately it does not exist anymore. But yeah, you can still sign up. You can still get a trial, but it's only 2 days. So, but again, you can get this cheat sheet. Find Ryan Belongi at Ryan Belongi on Twitter. I'm at Roto's Drake. We're going to have another show tomorrow. I think it's just going to be Jordan and Ryan. I'm fingers crossed that Jordan can do the show. I'm going to take another break here. It felt really good to take a break yesterday, but Ryan's just full go. Ryan doesn't care. He's just doing it all. He's got NFL content up as well.
You can take a break after after me and you do the NFL pod.
Yeah, that's my plan. Yep. All right, everyone. Good luck to Ryan. Good luck to everyone.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Good luck, everybody.